Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Palmer City Council Candidates Forum, hosted here today by the Greater Wasilla and Greater Palmer Chambers of Commerce, who have been producing a series of forums all summer. This is the 14th of 14 forums that we have had regarding the elections, and we would certainly like to thank the chambers for putting this together. Today we have with us three of the four candidates on the ballot, but there are really only three candidates. Hang on just a second while I turn this down so I don't get feedback here. So the three candidates that you see before you are the three for whom you will vote. There is a fourth candidate that has withdrawn from the race. We'll let the technical guys figure all this out. There is a fourth candidate which has withdrawn from the race and will actually be on the borough assembly ballot. So today, with us today, we have Assemblyperson Catherine Vanover. We have Mike Madar, also a candidate for the council, and Ellen DeVries, a candidate for the Palmer City Council. We want to thank you all three for taking time to come and educate us tonight on what your views are and what your plans are to lead the city into the future. Tonight's forum will include an opening statement from each candidate, and then the questions will be directed to the candidates, and they will have the opportunity to answer that and expound on their feelings and on their beliefs and let us know where they stand on different issues. So at this time, I would ask Councilperson Catherine Vanover for an opening statement of up to 3 minutes. There's a microphone to your right, ma'am.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I am running for the council because I truly do enjoy working for the citizens of Palmer. I grew up here, and while growing up here, many someones did it for me, and it's my turn now. I am an elected official. I am not a politician. I believe in Palmer. I'm proud of Palmer, and I want to serve Palmer. Thank you.
Well, obviously, Catherine's not suited for political life because she didn't use her whole 3 minutes. However, we appreciate the brevity, Councilperson Vanover, and we would now ask Mr. Mike Madar for a 3-minute opening statement.
My name is Mike Madar. I've lived in Palmer for 16 years. I wasn't born here, but I chose to live here, and this is where I chose to raise my family. And like Catherine, I love the city of Palmer. There's a lot of opportunities for our youth and for the people, and that's what I try to do, is to keep the quality of living in Palmer is what I think is most important about the city. And because of the quality of living, I think that's what will encourage businesses and maybe even a corporate office to move to Palmer, because it's a great place to raise your kids and everything with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Madar. Now, Ms. Edna DeVries, if we could have an opening statement from you, please, ma'am.
Okay. First of all, I thank both of the chambers for doing this. There's probably nobody else in the audience that's as happy as they are that this is the last one, or maybe next to the last one. But we do appreciate it, and we know it's all volunteer on your behalf, and so we thank you very much for that. My name is Edna DeVries, and I'm a candidate for the City Council for the City of Palmer. I've been there before, as I moved to Palmer in 1969, and then in 2000 we went outside to care for my mother-in-law in Montana, and then we spent some time also in Florida. But while we were there, we realized that Alaska, and especially Palmer, was our home. And so we came back a little over a year ago. And as soon as we got back, people just started asking me, are you going to get back into it? And wasn't really thinking about that. We have grandchildren here, and I teach at Charter College. And, you know, so we had enough things going on in our life. But my background is in accounting, and when I seen some of the things financially that are going on at the city of Palmer, I got concerned. As some of you may remember, I was the first treasurer, finance director for the city of Palmer, and I like numbers, because when you add them up, you know, you're supposed to get 2 + 2 = 4, and not 5.5, or, well, whatever. What do you want it to be, you know? So I enjoy that part, and so that's why I'm running, and I appreciate all of you coming out tonight, and I'm looking forward. We've been walking some of the areas and I've been talking to some of the business people and just trying to find out what some of the things are that need to be done that been laying maybe on the table, maybe haven't been taken up that need to be taken up. And just look forward to meeting and talking to all of you tonight. Thank you again for coming and thank you for the chamber. We should have brought a cake and some champagne or something, right? Celebration.
I think the attendance would be a little bit higher than we have here tonight, especially if we had advertised that you were offering cake and champagne. But I think the APOC might look down on that.
You don't think that's a campaign expense that we could have charged?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to the accountants to figure that out.
Yeah, right, yeah. I should know that, shouldn't I?
Yes, ma'am. So if we could hand the mic to Mike, imagine that right there in the middle there. At this point, I will ask each of the questions each of the candidates an individual question, and only you will answer that question. So, Mike, I will ask you a question. You will have 2 minutes to answer. We'll then give the microphone to Edna, who will have a separate question with 2 minutes to answer, and then Catherine, who will have a separate question to answer. After that, we'll go into questions that each of you will answer. But the questions that we've come up with are based on the Frontiersman from Tuesday, which talked about the forum tonight and talked a little bit about your background. Now, Mike, the Frontiersman says that you have been serving on the Planning and Zoning Commission for several years. It also says you have some certain concerns about downtown Palmer and the ice arena. And it also mentions that you were a Citizen of the Year for Palmer. Congratulations on that. So,
thank you.
So, Mike, if you could expand a little bit about what your concerns are for downtown Palmer, I'm sure we would love to hear about that. If we could have 2 minutes of someone, what your concerns are for downtown Palmer.
Well, I noticed it last summer when the water main blew up. And Palmer, the city businesses really needed help. And there was a lot of controversy then over the railroad tracks being torn up. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, you know, instead of the railroad tracks there, I'd really like to see a pavilion in the summer and grass and events that would bring more citizens into the city to help the businesses here. Our Friday Fling is a total success. It brings people from all over Greater Palmer, Wasilla. I think there's people from Anchorage to Butte. Everything shows up here. You know, and it could be a year-round thing. During the winter, I really love sports, and my kid plays hockey. Now, they had an outdoor rink at the hockey rink, but the kids couldn't go skate because all the hockey players are in full uniform. They're carrying sticks and shooting pucks. So, you know, I thought in the wintertime it would be nice to build a little ice arena right here in the green space. You know, there's lighting. It could be done real cheaply. And it would just be something in the evening. Parents and family might want to come into the city limits and into the downtown. And then after they get done, they'll go have a cup of hot cocoa or visit the stores. Or maybe the dad's teaching the kid how to skate and mom wants to go shop a little bit. You know, I think there's a lot of things we could do, you know, to help these businesses. And so I guess that's my answer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Madar. We appreciate your answer. Mr. Vries, the Frontiersman mentioned that you have a pretty broad background in a variety of things. You were an employee of the city, which you mentioned in your opening statement. Mm-hmm. You have been on the city council before. You have been on the borough assembly. You've been in the Alaska State Senate. You had some time with a national Republican national committee woman from Alaska. Mm-hmm. And so you had a wide variety of different things going on. So why are you running for city council now? It seems like you've had much bigger things in your life. Why come back to the council?
I think the biggest reason is just, as I said, the reason that we came back to Palmer and we came back to Alaska is because this is our home. And when it is your home, you care about what's going on and what happens. And maybe, you know, the grandmother motherly traits come out, you know, you sort of want to take care of it and, you know, that kind of thing. And so that I think that is the reason that I ran and that I am running. I have a large history starting back in 1971, and I know that's been a long time ago. Many of you probably were not even born at that time yet. But anyway, but then I was able to come back to it and look at Palmer with fresh eyes. And so what I hope to bring to the table and be able to move Palmer forward with is the fact that I do have a historical perspective, but I also have fresh eyes. And when we were in Montana, I served as clerk treasurer for the town we were in for a little over 3 years, served on the county planning and zoning, served on the hospital board there, and was secretary like to the Kiwanis Club. So we were active in politics that was going on there, and so you always come then with some ideas of what was happening there. Was president there of the Chamber of Commerce. And so you bring back some ideas, and maybe one or two would help Palmer, and I'm willing to put those forth. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vries. We appreciate your answer. Catherine Vanover, current assemblyperson for the City of Palmer. You have served a few terms as a city assemblyperson. The Frontiersman article did mention that you previously had been employed as a school district business manager. You are now retired from that position. You were involved in some nonprofit service positions, as well as working for the Alaska Farmland Trust. Now, obviously, with your years on the council, years on the council, there's probably some things that you're thinking of continuing to carry forward. Could you share with us what things you think are unfinished business and you would need to carry forward?
Thank you, Stu. There are several things. The economic health of Palmer is of utmost importance. And right now, to talk about economic development is inappropriate. If we could just maintain our economic health during these troubled times in the whole country, I think we'll be doing fine, and that's part of what I want to do. Also, the Matt-Made property is near and dear to me. I hope to see something happen with it in the next 3 years, something decisive, something good for the city of Palmer. I believe very much in our historical treasure that we have here. It is part of the attraction of Palmer is this history that we have that's unique to Palmer. When I talk about it, when I'm on trips, people in the lower 48 have forgotten all about the colonization movement and what it meant to this country, let alone to Alaska. I believe the farms are important, hence my appointment to the Alaska Farmland Trust. The farms here in Mat-Su could feed the state of Alaska, and our state legislature is not on board with the farming communities. I'm just looking forward to continuing my work for the city of Palmer. And if I'm not reelected, I would like to say I have worked for Edna at the borough when she was the borough mayor and have known Mike Madar, and both of these people would serve the city very well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Assemblyperson Vanover. Mr. Madar, if we could ask you to hand the mic to Mr. Vries, we'll start the next question here. At this point, we will ask one question, and each of you will have 2 minutes to answer the same question. So the first question I have deals with the handling the railroad tracks here in downtown Palmer. You know, there's been quite a brouhaha, I guess, for several years. Should we pull the tracks out? Should we turn that into a green belt? You know, what should we do with the railroad tracks in Palmer? Obviously, there was some rearrangement because of the water main break, and now we have kind of an unsightly mess over there. So how would you, as a council person, propose that we handle the railroad tracks in Palmer, and is that an effort that you are willing to lead?
Well, talk about jumping out of the skillet into the fire. I think that that question certainly does it. I was just today made aware of the fact why we were gone. There was a plan for Palmer revitalization, and I want to become familiar with that plan to see, because I think that did address the question regarding the railroad tracks. But I think the feeling that I've been getting from the council is that way that they're headed is to just have a series of public meetings again and get people's input. I understand that there are strong feelings on both sides, and I think we need to be very careful that this does not divide our community. We need to be sure that everyone gets a chance to be heard and take the realization that there are going to be people that are not going to be happy, probably, and there are people that are probably going to be very happy. And I think the part of the council is to be sure that they listen to the people, they take everything into consideration, not only the fact that if we do tear them up, then what is the next step? We certainly just don't want bare ground there. If we leave them in, is there a way that that can provide to make our community better, to bring back in the Colony Christmas train and maybe some other things? So I think we need to gather some information, and I, for one, on the council will be listening, and I don't want it to become a divisive issue in the city of Palmer.
Thank you very much, Ms. DeVries. If we could ask the same question of Ms. Vanover, Assemblyperson Vanover, once again, what are your plans, or what do you think the city should plan for the railroad tracks in downtown Palmer, and are you willing to lead the charge to do something about the tracks?
At these previous city council meeting, we a resolution failed that we were going to send to the Department of Transportation saying, please make some decisions about the tracks. With that failure to pass that resolution, we have on the agenda for October 26th, whether I'm elected or not, the subject of what's going to happen with the downtown corridor, which includes the railroad tracks. We had planned on doing a charrette, which I still would support, only it costs too much. So we're going to go to Plan B and do this for ourselves. And in that, we have to involve everybody that has an opinion about what should happen with the railroad tracks. It isn't just for the city council to make the decision. This is what Kathy thinks, or this is what Edna thinks, or Mike thinks. It's what is best for the city of Palmer and what the citizens of the city of Palmer think and want and are willing to do. There may be cost factors involved, economic factors. The Alaska Railroad will be very much involved in it. Possibly the Historical Society. I don't think it's an easy question, but I want to do what the citizens of Palmer want done with the railroad tracks. It isn't just what Kathy wants done. And that's where I'm headed with this. Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Assemblyperson Vanover. Mr. Mike Madar, the same question for you, sir. How do you think we should proceed with the railroad tracks in downtown Palmer, and are you willing to lead the charge to make something happen?
Oh, absolutely. And I was opposed to the charrette. I was basically opposed to the charrette in the beginning because of the cost. The original quote for the charrette was $50,000, and I think taxpayer money could be used a lot better than a charrette. And my main concern with the charrette, it would turn out the same as the couplet, where you had basically a special interest was totally in control of that commission, and so it didn't. They didn't go to the public hearings, and this is the same thing. The railroad tracks, I agree. I think they should hold some more public hearings. I think that they should have Bruce Carr from the railroad come and give a presentation, let the facts be known. Of what I've heard, the railroad is not going to rebuild the tracks. The cost would be too great. Even when the Christmas train ran here, it ran at a deficit. It was a great. I loved the Christmas train. It was like a Norman Rockwell moment, it truly was. But, you know, last year at the Colony Christmas, it turned out really good. I didn't see, because of the Christmas train not running, less people here. We had a great parade, a great Colony Christmas. I think the people need to put some input, but I think the facts need to be presented. I think the facts need to be presented better. The fact of the cost and the railroad probably will not fund that. The city absolutely does not have the money to fund rebuilding the tracks, and why would they for one train a year? So Yeah, I think public hearings would be in order, but make sure you have the people that are in the know to also give presentations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. If we could now ask Catherine Vanover to start the next question here. Assemblyperson Vanover, Palmer has a 3% sales tax rate as well as a property tax. Our neighbors out to the west out there in Wasilla have a smaller sales tax rate and no property tax. Do you have any proposals in mind to reduce Palmer tax rates while maintaining current levels of city services?
Truthfully, I don't have a plan of action. I don't want to increase it, that's for sure. I rest assured that when we have a bond issue that's retired, that will go away, the part that supports the bond issue. But aside from that, no, in all honesty, I do not have a plan of attack for reducing the mill rate or the tax amount.
Thank you, Assemblyperson Vanover. Mike Madar, same question for you, sir. Do you have any proposals in mind to reduce Palmer tax rates while maintaining current levels of city services?
Well, we have opportunities in the works right now. We have the wastewater treatment plant that they just put the covers. It's they're recertifying up to 2 million gallons per day, which because of our non-compliance in the past, I should point that out, we were faced with huge fines and for being non-compliant. And thanks to our Public Works Department, came up with a pretty good plan with the solar aquatic system to, at a minimal cost, which was given to us with grants to the EPA, we've got covers, and I believe the data's not in yet. It won't be until about April, but I believe that we'll be in full compliance. And with that said, then we can go on to phase two, and even at phase one, being certified at 2 million gallons per day, Wasilla has the same problems. And so I think that they would pump their wastewater through Palmer, which would create some more revenue. In collaboration with this cogeneration plant, I think there's opportunities to be the regional wastewater treatment plant, which would create a huge amount of revenue, which could possibly lower our sales tax and our property tax. I would lower our property tax first. But there's other, you know, what we need to do is advertise our community as a great place to live, the quality of living. We need to get some business in here. Currently, we have some great businesses that people don't even know about. There's business like Triberius. They build machinery that cleans the decks of aircraft carriers, and they're located right here in Palmer. So that would be my plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. Ms. Edna DeVries, the same question for you, ma'am. Do you have any proposals in mind to reduce Palmer tax rates while maintaining current levels of city services?
Well, what I'd like to do, I think, is take a page from what I've been reading about what's going on in the municipality of Anchorage. Is from their public hearings, people are saying that they want more efficiencies in their local government and not to cut services or to add to the tax burden. And so, as I said earlier, I see the financial condition of the city of Palmer, and we are in the process of hiring a new city manager, and I'd just like to review some of those. One of the things that in my talking to the business people is it's sort of a burden to them to have to pay their sales tax in person. We are in the 21st century, so it would seem like that could be something that could be done electronically, and that would save time both on the city level as well as on the burden of the sales tax collector, and that's what the business people are, and we need to be appreciative of them collecting our sales tax for us. And so there's some things like that I am interested in pursuing.
Thank you very much, Ms. DeVries. I think we started with Councilperson Vanover for this question, so we would ask Mike Madar to start with this question. Mike, the Frontiersman reports that we have about the city of Palmer has about 2 months' worth of money in the bank to keep the city running. Is this something we should be concerned about? Should we have larger reserves? And if so, how would we go about building our reserves back up?
Well, Yeah, it's a concern, but you have to realize that we had, I think, about 4 months, and then we just appropriated for the expansion of the ice arena. And I support the expansion of the ice arena, and I know it's a big amount of money that was put out. We will recover that. Right now, the city's looking into different grants. A lot of people are looking into different grants to bring that back up to the normal levels of safety net. But this was just one of the things. It was an opportunity to get the Avalanche here to it's a quality of living thing. Like I said before, this is what encourages businesses to want to move into our community. When you give opportunities to their children, to the people, well, that's how you attract businesses. So, you know, we saw an opportunity, and they went for it, and I'm glad they did.
Thank you very much, Mike Madar. The same question for you, Ms. Edna DeVries. With the Frontiersman reporting that we only have about 2 months reserved for the city of Palmer, is this a level that should concern us, and how should we go about replenishing those reserves?
Yes, it does concern me. I think we should, and I think according to charter, we need to have between 3 to 4 months or plus. And so I believe that it is one of the things we need to have on the front burner. And just as I said, I think with the hiring of a new city manager, that will probably be one of the directives that he will receive from the council. And hopefully we will have some efficiencies inside the city government, as well as some new ideas to build that reserve back up. I'm not fearful. I don't lay in bed at night worrying about it, but it is something that is on the front burner as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edna DeVries. Councilperson Catherine Van Over, same question for you, ma'am. Should we be concerned about the current level of reserves in the city, and what can we do to replenish those?
Oh, I think we always should be concerned, but I'd like to state, first of all, we're a year ahead on our water main replacement, so that put us a little bit behind, and the year isn't finished yet. And I'm looking forward, if I'm elected, to the budget process by which we can put back the money in our reserves through some careful budgeting, careful analyzation, looking through the efficiencies or non-efficiencies within the government. And I'm not afraid that this can't happen. And we just had some things happen and things that we needed to do. As I said, the water main replacement, we're a year ahead of schedule. So that in itself put us behind a little bit. As I say, we're always concerned, and it's out there. We get the reports. We're looking into it, and we'll do so.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Vanover. I believe we started with Mike on this one, so was that correct? I'm not keeping track here. Rely on the audience to keep me honest. That could be a dangerous thing there. I see politicians in the crowd. So we will start this round of questioning with Ms. Edna DeVries. Ms. DeVries, Palmer has long enjoyed being the governmental center of the Mat-Su Borough. And yet, as time goes by, we see more and more government agencies moving to our sister city to the west. What is it that Palmer can do to make sure that we maintain ourselves as the governmental center for our borough?
Well, I think at any time when you have a challenge, the first thing to do is recognize that you have a challenge. And I believe that we do have a challenge in maintaining Palmer as the borough headquarters. And so I think that that's one of the first things that we have to acknowledge, that is a concern. And we need to be aware of it. And it's my understanding that the council has, from listening to the mayoral debate the other night, for those of you that weren't here, I did learn something, that they have hired Gary Wolf to look at some renovations in the building and to present some things forward. And if I do want to work forwards to developing the MatMade project, and I feel there's some adequate land there. There could be some things done either by private or by joint municipalities. And so I think there are lots of opportunities and ways that we can keep the borough headquarters here, but the first thing for us to not become complacent about it is the biggest thing.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edna DeVries. Councilperson Van Over, the same question for you, ma'am. What is it that we can do to ensure that Palmer remains the governmental center of the borough?
I think, don't put our head in the sand. confront the issue head on, and we're willing to do that. As Edna said, we have already looked into developing the Matt Maid property. We have other sites, and we're fully aware that this could happen, that the borough could move out, but we're ready to meet it and answer those questions. We need to keep the public informed, keep ourselves informed, and not wear blinders. It's very important, and looking forward to dealing with it.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Vanover. Mr. Mike Madar, the same question for you, sir. What is it that we can do as the City of Palmer to ensure that we remain the governmental center for the borough?
Hope and pray. A few years ago, I was on planning and zoning when we did the remodel for the courthouse, and it was a plan for 5 years, adding an additional courtroom. And I'm talking to the designer, and he's telling me, I'm going, 5 years, why aren't we looking for more long-term? And he goes, well, because they've already bought property in Wasilla, and they're going to build a new place over there, so we'll have shared court system in Wasilla and Palmer. And I really want to thank Light of Green for getting the hospital property to maintain our court system here in town. And like everybody said, you know, it's like, I'm not sure of the answer. It is keeping informed. I would hate to lose the borough out of here or any of the offices. I know, like, our dispatch has been in problems because of Wasilla's redundant system, but the way they counteracted it was just being the best in the state. And so, look at the properties, entice them any way we can without giving away the farm, and hope they stay here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. We would now ask Catherine Vanover to start the next round of questioning here. So, Councilperson Vanover, let's talk about annexation for just a minute. The City of Palmer has grown and had annexation policies. Recently, we've kind of backed off from that a little bit, but there is some talk about a new annexation movement. Where do you stand on the City of Palmer moving to annex more property into the city limits?
I'm all for it, except the last episode where we were talking about annexation. The annexation isn't wrong. We need to do it. But we need to have a process by which we do it. We have to have something to offer those people who are being proposed being annexed into the City of Palmer. We can't just do it blindly and say we're going to move you into the city. We've got to show them the value of it. And our process was completely wrong. We didn't even believe in it. And therefore, I could say, I'm behind annexation. I think it's a wonderful concept. But we have to get the process down so we can prove it to the people so they can get on board.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Vanover. Mr. Mike Madar, same question for you, sir. Where do you stand on the City of Palmer annexing more land into the city limits?
Well, I've always been for annexation or additional annexation, but you're right, you have to offer them something. The last annexation offered nothing to the folks to come into the city. And, you know, if I lived out there, I wouldn't have wanted to have been annexed either. You know, I think that we need to dial in with some of the projects we got going on here. And I think one of the things that we could offer them is lower property tax versus the borough taxes. They go back and forth, but if a few projects that we're doing here, if we can lower our property tax, I think that would be an incentive. The other thing is our police department we have a great police department here. And over the past few years, the troopers have left and gone, or a lot of them have gone over to Meadow Lakes. And our Palmer police are actually taking more and more calls out in the borough. And I think that's another thing to tell them. And also, the where do you want your tax revenues to go to? Do you want it to go to Point McKinsey, or do you want it to go to Palmer, the community that you live in? And, you know, I think that we need to work on this first before we even attempt to do another one. There's issues of, like, garbage. People have big lots of property. They've always burned their garbage. Now they're going to be forced to have the city facility or have garbage pickup. Just little things like that that concern people. They can't ride their four-wheelers on the trails like they used to. You know, we need to address all these things before we even attempt to annex. So.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. Ms. Edna DeVries, same question for you, ma'am. Where do you stand on annexation, the city adding additional land into the city limits of Palmer?
Well, first of all, because I guess of my many years of real estate, I'm a strong believer in property rights. And like what both Kathy and Mike said, is that we have to offer something for the people. And by increasing and building up what we have and making it attractive and doing the very best with what we have, then if people will maybe desire to move to and be annexed into the city of Palmer. And when they do, we need to be ready for them. We need to have the planning and zoning. We need to have the land use in place. And so there's lots of homework that the city of Palmer needs to do before we try to reach out with our arm and grab and bring in people and make them very, very unhappy and end up losing a lot of our characteristics of being Palmer.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edna DeVries. Now, before we move on to the next question, which Mr. Madar will be the first to answer, I would like to once again acknowledge the fact that this is the final in a series of 14 forums which have been produced by the Greater Palmer and Greater Wasilla Chambers of Commerce. But they couldn't have done that without some sponsorship and some technical assistance. So we would like to thank our sponsors for this series of broadcasts, which includes Spirit of Alaska Broadcasting, which is KMBQ-FM, KBYR AM 700 and 1430 AM Hometown Radio. They have been invaluable in making these forums possible. We also want to thank Country Legends 100.9, which is also providing a podcast. So anybody that didn't get a chance to come to the forum tonight, and it looks like we might be missing a few city persons here in the forum, they can go to Country Legends 100.9 and download that podcast and hear what our candidates have to say. We also want to thank Radio Free Palmer, which will also be providing a podcast tonight, as well as Alaska Professional Entertainment and the Czar of Guitars for help with the many audio issues that we have had over the many 14 weeks. The Matsu Valley Frontiersman has been an invaluable sponsor as well. As a matter of fact, they typically hold the front page of the Friday edition, depending on the results of our forums, and we want to thank them for their background and for their support of these forums. Toastmasters of Matsu has provided timing services to help keep us on track, and the cities of Wasilla and City of Palmer have been invaluable in making sure that we could put these together. So once again, we want to make sure that we thank our sponsors and acknowledge them for making this possible. And most of all, we want to thank those of you in the audience and the many candidates that have appeared before the audience for sharing their views and helping educate the public. I know I, for one, would very much like to see an educated public at the ballot box on October 5th. Yes, ma'am, you certainly may. Spontaneous applause. You got to love that. Okay, now, so as I said, we're going to start this question with Mr. Mike Madar. So, Mike, in an interview with the Anchorage Daily News, writer Joe McGinnis, who had been living next to Sarah Palin for a while over there, said that Palmer was still the same town that he remembered after 25 years of absence, while Anchorage and Wasilla had changed considerably for the better. Is this a good thing or a bad thing that we're remembered that way, and are there things that Palmer should change?
Well, you know, I want to keep the characteristic of Palmer the same, but, you know, to support our infrastructure, I want job creation. You know, I have selfish motivations. My oldest son works for CH2, and he bought a house in Jess Hall subdivision behind the fairgrounds. So I'm close to my son, my daughter-in-law, and my grandchildren. Well, grandchild, and I'll have another one here in about a week. You know, but I have a 14-year-old son who's still in the house. And, you know, there's great place to raise a kid. There's so many opportunities here. That's why I did. I chose to live here because of the opportunities and in the lifestyle and how to for my children. But I also want him to have opportunities. He may want to go off into the world, but I'm hoping that he'll want to stay. I want to keep my kids and my family close to me. So, but how can he stay close if he doesn't have opportunities to have a good job? You know, so that's why I am involved with youth sports, why I'm involved with the disabled, and why I'm involved with city government. And I think city government actually influences people's lives more than any other type of government. And I think that this community, you know, there's so many people here that have so many great ideas, and I see them almost every day, from Gary Wolf's thing up on making Palmer a destination at Hatcher's Pass to, I just met this woman today who wants to do a tour of the underground Palmer. You know, I mean, it's just amazing that the people, when you get out there and talk to them, what they do. And so I think that we've got the people to be innovative to create these jobs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. If we could now ask Ms. Edna DeVries the same question. Mr. DeVries, is it a good thing or a bad thing that we are remembered as a town that doesn't change much? And are there things that Palmer should change?
Well, when we get the underground Palmer up and going, we should invite him back. And say, if you don't think Palmer has changed, we're going to prove to you it hasn't. But just because he's a well-known writer and has lots of ink and is well-known, I don't know that necessarily we need to hide our head and say that Wasilla, sorry, Diane, and Mankridge have changed for the better. If he meant it in a way that we aren't considerate of the people that live here and we don't love what we have here and we're proud of what we have here, then he was totally off base. Because I think all of us do. All of us have chosen to be here and to live here and we love Palmer. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to make it better. We don't want to help it become more than it can be. So I'm sorry that he had that opinion, but I'll issue a standing invitation to him to come back. I'll personally tour him through the underground Palmer, and maybe we'll lose him or something.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edna DeVries. Now, Councilperson Catherine Vanover, the same question for you, ma'am. Is it a good thing or a bad thing that we are viewed as a town that doesn't change much, and are there things that Palmer should change?
Well, I'll answer it. There's good and bad about it. The good things are, this is a town. We're not a city. We're not a bedroom community. We are a town and community of ourselves. And I'm proud of it, and most people from Palmer are proud of that. We have a sense of community. We have a sense of a town. And I say we're a small town. We don't want to be a city, but we're not small town minded. We are community-minded. We're family-minded. So in that respect, it's a good thing. Without economic health, without jobs, and without a certain amount of keeping pace with the societies around us, little towns will dry up and blow away. And Palmer is making every effort to keep pace, but maintain its character, whatever that is. And it's kind of a Midwest, Gothic, historical Alaska character. And I'm proud of it. And say it, I'm a Valley girl, born and raised. And most people here are proud of it. They have chosen to stay here as I have, raised here, got married here, raised my children here. And I am very proud of Palmer. I don't think it's a bad thing that we don't change too much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Catherine Vanover. We'll now ask Ms. Edna DeVries a question. So, Mr. DeVries, if I were a small business person looking to open a business, or if I were a representative of a large business looking to open a branch, or if I were a representative of government looking for a place to put a governmental office, why would I choose Palmer, and what would you do to get me here?
Well, I guess first of all, just to let you know that we would welcome you, we would work with you in every way possible. We would not put up any roadblocks, any excess permits or roadblocks in your way to opening up. Convince you that Palmer is a great place, has lots of people that are available for employment, and that your business could be here and could strive, could succeed, and we would do everything possible to help it do that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Edna DeVries. We'll now ask Councilperson Catherine Vanover the same question. Councilperson Vanover, why should I locate my business or my government office or even a branch of my business here in Palmer, and what would you do to help me open that branch?
Why? It's Palmer, and we're known. We're the town with the giant cabbages, which I'm working on that. I would welcome them. I believe that we need the businesses, and I believe the citizens are eager for those businesses to come here. We have people wanting to work at those businesses. And it's such a beautiful setting. And as I've stressed before, it's a real town. And it's a wonderful community to become a part of. And we care about our businesses very much. And I would gladly introduce them around. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Vanover. Mr. Mike Madar, the same question for you, sir. What is it that you would do to attract small businesses, branch offices, or governmental offices to Palmer?
I'd show them the opportunities they have for their employees, their employees' families, with our schools, our ice arena, our football fields, our soccer fields, our baseball fields, our airport, our golf course, all the amenities that make this community Palmer, our downtown, our colony Christmas, our colony parade, summer parade, country cut stands, fireworks displays, all the different things that they do for community unity. I mean, this city is a great place to raise children. We have good school administrators. I know them all now, raising two kids here. And, I just think this is absolutely a great place to raise a family. And I think most employers want their employees to be happy. And so this would be a great place to move to. And I think that, they should. I know that we've been trying, and right now I think we're at this a kind of a crossroads where we can actually show these different businesses of why they should move here. We already have some corporate, like MTAs here. I mean, they're happy. They're not going to go anywhere. There's a lot of opportunities here, and this would be a great place to have a business. Period.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Madar, and thank you, candidates, for your great answers to these questions. At this point, we're going to go ahead and move into a wrap-up of tonight's forum. We will ask for a closing statement from each of the candidates. I believe Ms. Edna DeVries started the last question, so we will ask Councilperson Catherine Vanover to start with a closing statement. Councilperson Vanover.
Oh, great. It doesn't take me that long, trust me. This was very, very hard for me to come and speak, which is, I know, unusual, but I'm not the greatest public speaker. But I wanted to meet you, the ones that showed up, and speak before you. If I stammered, please forgive me. I want to serve the citizens of the city of Palmer. But if I am not elected, you haven't heard the last of me, trust me. And look forward to hearing from any of you. Please call me. I'm in the phone book. I've never left. When I'm introduced and they go, are you Margene or Bridgie? And I said, that's my younger sister and my older sister, and I'm the one that never left the city of Palmer. Anyway, old joke. It was wonderful to speak before you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Councilperson Catherine Van Over, who will be on the ballot October 5th, the Palmer City Council. Mr. Mike Madar, also candidate for Palmer City Council, if we could have a closing statement from you, sir.
Well, like Catherine here, I haven't slept in two nights worried about this, but I don't speak well into public either, but you know, I forced myself over the years. I've tried to be involved with the city government, and you know, even though I was intimidated talking before the city council, I still gave them peace of my mind. Respectfully, always, as I think the Mayor Combs can contest, but still I did, and I believe it's every citizen's duty in this country to stand up for your rights, make the community a better place, and you know, and that's what I want to do. So that's why I'm running. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Madar. Now, Ms. Edna DeVries, also a candidate for Palmer City Council, if we could have a closing statement, please.
Well, the first thing I have to say is I think we had more fun tonight than we did at the mayor one week ago. And I know it is serious business, and the serious business of us asking for your vote on Tuesday, October 5th, and then also to represent you then for those next 3 years and to listen to you and to bring forth your ideas as well as ideas from all of the residents inside the city of Palmer. And so again, thank you, and I look forward to talking to you. We have a table back there with some information on regarding my candidacy, and there's even some little pieces of mint back there in case you didn't have dinner. And so thank you all very much, and I don't know what the chamber ladies are going to do with all of their free time now, so if any of you got projects... They're probably going to go. I remember when Barb Locker and I were running years ago, and somebody asked her at a forum if what she was going to do if she wasn't elected, and she said, "I'm going to go home and clean house." So mine's getting like that. So so that's what you do, Kathy, if you don't get elected. But your house maybe is all right. So anyway. Yeah, right. So anyway, thank you again, and even though we laugh, we take city business very serious, but we don't take ourselves serious, and as you can tell, there's not any animosity between the three of us. We don't hate each other or anything. We just happen, each one of us happens to believe that we can do a better job than the other person, but we will continue to accept input from whoever the loser is. So thank you again.
Thank you, all candidates. Thank you, all candidates, for spending time with us tonight here at this forum for the Palmer City Council candidates. I would like to remind everybody that even though the crowd is a bit thin tonight, they certainly have the opportunity to hear the entire forum on Country Legends 100.9. We also have... I'm having to look at my list here to see what's going on. Radio Free Palmer, excuse me. Radio, I'm due for some new glasses. But Radio Free Palmer will also have a podcast tonight. And, of course, our sponsor, Spirit of Alaska Broadcasting, has been invaluable in this. And, of course, the Mat-Su Valley Frontiersman will have an article about tonight's forum, which you should encourage your neighbors to read so that they can make an educated choice on October the 5th in the municipal election. Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you, candidates, for being here. I would encourage you to stick around afterwards and talk with the candidates. They have tables set up in the back. And I see Mr. Mayor John Combs has his hand in the air. How can I help you, sir?
I would just like to ask everyone here and everyone that has heard the debate on these nights, the 13 as well, and join me in a standing ovation for Stu and that incredible job he's done.
Well, thank you again all for being here. It's been a great pleasure to work with our sponsors and to host these forums. Thank you all, and good night.